Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you wherever or whenever you're connecting with us. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com, of course, our two websites. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. It's a, I don't know if special is the right word. Is that the right word? It's a unique day in American history. Of course, it's an anniversary. It's been 18 years since 9/11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time buildings started to be hit, supposedly, allegedly. I mean, who even really knows what's going on? The only thing I definitely know about 9/11 is that the official NIST story is full of more holes than Swiss cheese. There's just no, I mean, what factual basis is there in it to any key component of that report? I don't know. That's all I know about that. I mean, who knows what really happened? I mean, I've heard just about anything, and just about any theory has to be taken at least semi-seriously because, and looked at because the official one is so blatantly just ridiculous. And then the ramifications culturally, and then what happened from that, and then everything that we are 18 years later. Do we remember that day? Do we remember what started all this surveillance? Do we remember what gave the government the impetus to feel like they could go to Apple and or Google and Apple and say, hey, we want all the information from the app about gun owners. We want all the information. I mean, you know where they got that impetus from, right? You know where they got that chutzpah, that bravado from. It's because they had a, you know, God only knows, 2,000-page document ready before the planes, quote-unquote, hit the buildings, and they called it the Patriot Act, the most unpatriotic thing this country's ever seen, to destroy the Bill of Rights, the Fifth Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Sixth Amendment, the Seventh Amendment, the First Amendment. Now, indirectly, all these years later, the Second Amendment. What does that mean? What does it mean to you? Do you remember that? Do we go back and point, hey, here's the point where the tide turned? I don't know. I hope we do. James McKinney is going to join us in about 30 minutes. Of course, we'll talk about 9/11. We're also going to talk about China, China's influence, and what's really going on in connection with this Hurricane Dorian. In connection with takeover in certain areas in the world, we're going to discuss his wing generator also, which I think is a very important thing, and he's getting that off the ground. We really want to support him on that, and so you listeners, even if you don't need a farm, you know, before it was like you needed a big operation to have one of these wing generators justify it. That's not the case anymore. Even a home. You know, you want to think about solar in a home? Don't think about solar. Think about this wing generator. Much better, much more efficient. So we'll talk about all those things with James McCanny. Of course, we're going to go over the news beforehand. Uncle Kevin's joining us. So welcome, Uncle Kevin.
Great to be back on Power Hour again, Dan. Another great day in America.
Absolutely. Let's go over a few stories from 9/11 from the news for today, and then I'm going to ask you an important question, your perspective on this. University study finds fire did not cause third tower's collapse on 9/11. This is from the Security Mag. A lot of people have reported this. The fall of the 47-story World Trade Center Building 7 in New York City late in September 11th was not a result of fires, according to a draft report by researchers at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Now, if you've ever been to New York, you've ever been to that area there in Manhattan, I think it's Manhattan. Is that Manhattan, that area right there? That's Manhattan?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's Manhattan.
And you can see the footprints, and now you see it later. If you saw it back then or before, there's the two, all we think about in the news, whatever, is the two towers. The other building, Building 7, was a massive building on its own. You know, if it wasn't next to two of the biggest, tallest buildings in the world. It fell right after those buildings. Why did it fall? It wasn't hit. There wasn't a fire. And they say, well, fires did it. Well, there wasn't that much of a fire. Well, did seismic, what? Why did it fall? And this study is telling you, this is very important for you, for America, for me, for us, for you, Uncle Kevin. This report is very thoroughly pointing out that there is no way on God's green earth that Building 7 fell by the cause that they said in the official report. There is no way. What does that mean? Go ahead, Kev.
They have it on film of the cops saying, get back, we're going to blow it, get back. And you see the cops running away from the building, and then 30 seconds later you hear boom, 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 and there goes the building down.
Why is this important? There's two huge aspects to 9/11. One is what happened, and then two, what is the results culturally and ideologically from it? Two things. Both of them are, I don't know which one's, probably the ideological ones becomes more important, but it has the root in the first one. The next story with this from Global Research. 9/11 after 18 years, quote, hard evidence cannot prevail over a transparent official lie. Now, reality as we know it, and we've discussed this so much, and you know that this is true. You can see it. You can feel it. This is a little bit of an esoteric thought, but it's becoming more mainstream. Our perception of reality, the way we see the way the world is de facto, becomes our perception of it. And if we believe lies, then the world becomes that lie. So in some real way, our world says that Building 7 fell because of fires. So if we believe the lie, then in our world, Building 7 fell by fires. If we refuse to believe it, then that's not true. Then if that lie is broken, then what's the next lie to be broken? That's why this is so important. And we've seen, and I was wondering, I'll go and ask you right now, Kev, because I think this is really the important question that everybody should ask themselves. What is when you think of 9/11, what do you think of, and what does it mean to you?
To me? Okay. It means that we got in the worst fight that we ever got in our lives. That's what comes to me. I called you the dumbest person on the planet for believing that.
You mean believing that 9/11, when I told you that 9/11 was an inside job, the official story was not true.
Correct.
When you go back to that, I think that's important. Go back to that moment. When I told you that, why?
I believed it. You don't think the people who are in charge, you think the people who are in charge are people like you, but they're not. They're psychopaths for the most. They'll do anything. And it took me about 6 months before we talked, right, Dan?
Something like basically.
Yeah. And it took me about 6 months to realize these people are psychopaths in here. And everything doesn't add up, you know? You look at one aspect of it, you know. Eyewitnesses said bombs go off in the bottom of the World Trade Center. Well, why would bombs be going off in the bottom of the World Trade Center, you know? And, exactly. And then when I saw, I think the turning point was, one of the turning points was when Building 7, when I saw that, that was months later, when I saw the film of the cops saying, get back, we're going to blow it. That put a little seed into my mind. Why are they going to blow this, you know? And that started me back on getting on the straight and narrow.
I was thinking, I've done quite a bit of research on, we had Russ Dizdar on, when is it? Time goes so quickly. I don't know. Was it a month ago now? I don't know. We had Russ Dizdar, and he was talking about the Monarch Projects and the satanic mind control. And you know, I started thinking about 9/11, and I saw somebody on TV. I'm not going to get into it because it's just, I'm not right now. But I saw somebody on TV, and they just had the classic signs of mind control, that they were a very, very prominent personality, and their life, and what they meant to society, to culture. I guess that's a better word. What they meant to culture. And I saw, in that instant, everything I'd been researching on this just clicked, and like, oh my gosh, this guy is a mind control monarch asset. The CIA deep state is behind running him, and they're using this person to manipulate society, manipulate culture. On 9/11, and I'm thinking this, and I'm thinking about 9/11, and we know this is so obvious. Anybody with any sense at all, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a new listener, Look, this isn't a theory. I challenge you to, just the same way I challenged my uncle. You didn't talk to me for 6 months. I mean, maybe you're not going to listen to the show for 6 months. I don't know. But before you go, have this in your mind. The official story of 9/11 is so completely bogus. It's like the official story of JFK. Do you believe that Lee Harvey Oswald was a lone gunman that killed JFK? Okay, 90% of America doesn't. Okay, we're eventually going to get to the point about 9/11 where 90% of America doesn't believe the official story. But then we'll move so far past it, it's like, what does it even matter? Okay, well, let's go back. What does it matter? I'm under the feeling, and I see that, and I can sense it, that the quote-unquote deep state, whatever you want to call it, the OSS, which turns into the CIA, the satanic, the Luciferian agenda, whatever, we know that these people are so ingrained and entrenched in these institutions. They have been manipulating your consciousness, your perception of quote-unquote reality, whatever that is, for their agenda and to execute a plan, and you can see it. So what is that? Yeah. If I was going to ask that same question to me, what does 9/11 mean to me? It means lies. That's what it means.
Total manipulation. They didn't hook up all their monkeys to television screens at the Emory University for nothing.
Right. That they don't care what. Right.
That flicker rate of the TV is meant to put you in a trance.
They don't care how monkeys respond. They care how you respond.
That's exactly right.
I mean, it's just and
the worst thing about it, Dan, was I didn't believe that Lee Harvey Oswald was the lone gunman, you know? And it still took me 6 months to say that 9/11 was bogus, you know?
Well, going back, you can look, I mean, certain events, and we'll talk about this with James McKinney, of course. I mean, certain events are just so profound and provocative and just mm-hmm. so, I mean, obviously
everybody
JFK.
Knows they were, knows where they were when JFK got shot, and everybody knows where they were when 9/11, when 9/11 hit.
Right, it's so shocking. And then you can go back at the previous generation. So what's that? What's it, from 9/11, that's what, 40 years, about 40, a little less than 40 years. You go back 20-something years before JFK, it was Pearl Harbor. You know, there's a lot of evidence of chicanery there.
Lots of evidence.
You go even earlier than that. You go World War One. It was, what was it, the Crown Prince of Austria?
Archduke Ferdinand.
You can research that. These major events, that's just in the 20th century up until now. That's four major life altering. You talk about life altering. You talk about, well, why would they do this? Why would somebody lie to me like this? This is the big enchilada, ladies and gentlemen, for your mind to be broken, the spell to be broken from over you. Well, why would they lie to me? Well, think about, look at those, what do we name? Five events. Okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe it is everything they said. Maybe it's not. Okay. Just maybe. They're not what we've been told they are. Look at the results from them. Look at the change. Look at the culture change. Look at how life has changed. Look at how, and now the Patriot Act, September 11th, 9/11.
It was already written. How many pages was that?
I don't know. It was 2,000 plus.
2,000 pages magically appears, what, 3 days later or a day after?
It was written.
Yeah, it was already written, you know?
And then the congressman, the senator says, well, we can't read it until we vote on it. We got to vote on it first.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a quote, but I can't remember what the congressman was. Ladies and gentlemen, the biggest purpose of this broadcast, from my perspective, obviously everybody has their own feeling about why they listen to the Power Hour, why they listen to similar shows. I am so grateful. I don't know if proud is the word. I don't like using that word, but what are you doing, Kay? Are you opening doors? What are you doing?
The dog was barking outside the door.
Oh, okay.
Just checking. I hope he wasn't getting in a fight with some sort of varmint.
All right. Well, whatever. We apologize about that, ladies and gentlemen. The biggest purpose of this show, from my perspective, is to break lies. It doesn't matter if it's 9/11.
Get you out of your trance.
It doesn't matter if it's medical. And it doesn't even, you can say, well, I'm not in a trance. Okay, maybe you're not in a trance, but we all, I, myself, I mean, the person who has learned the most from the Power Hour over the last 2, 3, 4 years, whatever it's been, I can tell you who it is. It's me.
Yeah.
No question. I've learned the most from this show and being here and seeing this, and I have the furthest to go. And you're such smart, you're such smart individuals. You're such smart people. You feel, you know, you sense something is wrong, ladies and gentlemen. On this day, 9/11, on this anniversary, I hope that you take account. And this, in this concept, you think, well, why wouldn't you trust? No, I don't trust the government. It's just like the meme I read. That's why I read that meme about the gun buyback. I did a background. The government wanted to buy my guns. I did a background check on the government, but they're habitual liars and they're psychopaths, so they didn't pass. I can't sell it to them. I mean, that's really the enemy. Let's point our attention, our focus, our hearts, our minds on where is the problem. The problem is there are psychotic, Luciferian, whatever words you want to use, that want to take your consciousness. This is right and wrong. This is a spiritual battle. It's manifesting in the physical, and this is where we are. 9/11, let's take this day back and use it as a day for liberation, not as a day of tyranny anymore. Right. Anymore. Any final thoughts on 9/11?
It's all about control. They want to strangle the freedom out of us.
They want to control your mind. It is your perception. Your God gave you imagination and consciousness. Then why do you think all this AI push about, well, we can make AI artificial consciousness? No, you can't.
No, you can't.
If you do, it's artificial. It's still artificial. Then who's the God? Who's creator? Man is? Or is it demonic or whatever? Who knows? And see, they want to take your consciousness and control it. And they have used those darn buildings on the far side of Manhattan as the greatest tool to manipulate you and get you off your moorings and pull you away from your inheritance, which not only your founding fathers have given you in the Declaration of Independence, but your Heavenly Father has given you. Creation has given you. That's what's happened.
And it was the biggest gold heist of all time.
that's another story. There's so many aspects to it. Let's go a couple more news stories. This is big too. Trump fires John Bolton after disagreeing strongly with his suggestions. I think this is a very good story. I think your watch should be running a little quicker today.
I never did like Bolton.
Well, why did he even nominate him then?
I don't know. Maybe it was good cop, bad cop to these, to China. Look, I got Bolton in the way. You want me to unleash him on you?
I think that's silly. But maybe. I don't know. I don't rule out anything.
I don't know, but that's the only thing. Why would he, it gives off a bad look, hiring a hawk like him,
Maybe
he's talking about peace and getting out of all these wars, and then he hires Bolton. The only thing I can think is good cop, bad cop. That's the only thing I can think of.
Well, maybe his son-in-law likes him. I don't know.
Maybe so, yeah. Kushner's in that mold, too,
Maybe he got the memo from Tel Aviv. Is that wrong? Yeah. Is that wrong for me to say? Maybe Tel Aviv told him to hire him. I don't know.
Exactly. It could be.
Republican Dan Bishop, he edged out Democrat Dan McCready in the special election on Tuesday to represent North Carolina's 9th congressional district. I mean, corporate media was saying how Bishop was going to lose, no question about it.
Oh, yeah, that was all over. It's 97%. He's going to lose. Wrong.
Oh, my gosh. Why would we believe anything they say? Trump's got a 1% chance to win the election. 1%. Stay at home. But, it's like the Wizard. It's the Wizard of Oz. That movie's very important, ladies and gentlemen.
It's very important.
Pay no attention to the man behind the mask. See, they yell at you. They tell these things, and then they have legitimacy. And they're on TV and Technicolor and flicker rates and a suit and a tie.
Right.
And they come across. And they don't cuss like we do. You know, sometimes we cuss. I try not to. So they don't cuss. They're like, oh, wow, they're respectable. They're good. Oh, wow, my gosh, we should listen to what they say. Look how respectable and good they look. Look at their studio.
And sometimes they wear white jackets and have a stethoscope around their neck, so they look important, and you believe them, and you do any stupid thing that they want you to do.
The future is yours. I've always said that. Even, you know, I came across negative, or people took it negative, but really, I didn't. I don't mean it negative. The illusions that we hold to the past. The only place your freedom, your future, your family, the only place it exists is inside you, is in you and in your creator. That is it. That is it. That is the only place. And I want you to connect with that. And when you break these lies one by one, whether the big ones, the small ones, you know, whether it's a statin drug or whether it's two towers falling 20 years ago, then
they're
something.
Lying to us.
They're lying.
You gotta connect the dots. They lie about everything. Oh, well, they're not spraying us. Oh, these pills are good for you. These shots are good for you. Those towers fell on themselves. They're all lies.
We're not breeding humans, clones, and animal hybrids.
Yeah.
We're not doing that. Oh, wait a minute. We are doing that. China's. Oh, wait a minute. They stopped it. Oh, well, but we are doing it. Oh, but we can't crisp your. Oh, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Correct. The one thing that you can take about it is the government lies. I don't believe a word that it says.
Well, that's my default position. It's not that I don't believe anything they say. My default position is anything they say, it's a lie. That's where I start. Yeah. It's a lie. It's a lie, and you're going to have to prove to me it's correct.
Bingo.
That's where I start.
Absolutely.
And then once you prove, okay, maybe it is correct. But we're going to start and assume it's a lie. Is that pessimistic?
I agree.
Nope. No, it's not pessimistic
at
all.
It's factual.
It's self-defense. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. James McKinney on the other side. Kev, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hi, this is Jay at the Pyro Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Some different ways you can listen to us. Obviously, I don't know how you're listening now, but thepowerhour.com is our main information website. You can click listen live. You can go to TalkStream Live. They've been very good for us. Spreaker, iTunes, different podcasts across the board. We're on different platforms I didn't even know. Maybe that's why we got so many listeners. But there's a ton of different ways. If you want to listen by phone, you can call 701-300-5252, 701-300-5252. Of course, if you want to call in the show, we got James McCanny on. You may have a question, 9/11, what have you, comment, 844-769-2944. If you want to call the Power Mall, you know that, 877-817-9829. We got some great specials. It was a fantastic interview. Once we finally got Cass on the air last night, I don't know what he was doing beforehand, but once we finally got him on, really good information, a lot of powerful tools that you can use to help your health. Remember, that, and really, and I mean this sincerely, I personally, and I know everybody, speak for everybody involved with the Power Hour guests, even James McCanny, I know how he feels. We want you happy. We want you healthy. We want you successful. We want you free, just as God intends you to be. And the Power Mall is a big part of that. The great products that have come together. Buy from the good guys. You know, have no idea what you're getting from Amazon. Really, literally, you have no idea. Why would you support them anyway? They're trying to control you and manipulate you. That's obvious, isn't it? Buy from the good guys. We have all the North American Urban Spice on sale. The Oreganol, the Black Seed Oil. I got a text from listener Marsha. She said after Cass was talking about Black Seed Oil and Nefertiti and Cleopatra on her face, that her and her husband were sitting there with oil rubbing on their face. I'm going to try that now. Please, anybody, use Black Seed Oil for a while on their face and let me know what happens. I'm fascinated about that. The vitamin C, we had a great call from Mary asking about vitamin C, cardiovascular system, viscosity, varicosity, the veins, the using oregano for that, the vitamin C, the Orega Max, Orega Resp, the Orega spray. You can spray on instead of chemical sanitizers, chemical disinfectants. You can use the Orega spray. All at the Power Mall. Of course, Eye Complex is on sale. You can also auto ship that. And the Curcumin, you can auto ship that. All the other great products, the Grown by Nature, the Miracle 2 soap. If you do not get some of these benefits, if you do not get some of these products and the information, take them. If you don't get it from the Power Mall, get it somewhere, ladies and gentlemen. And really, we have the guaranteed quality products that you need and that we want to sell you, because this is how we're supported and we really appreciate you. So there you go. 877-817-9829. If for some reason Jay doesn't answer, that means she's busy or somebody else answering the phone. We have a couple people answering. If they're busy, just leave a message and say what time is the best to call back. We will get back to you. We've made a big commitment to stock everything at the store. I know a lot of times as we were transitioning, it was a nightmare. You know, it takes a while to learn this and understand all this and to grow. We feel like we're stable, we're in a good position, and we're growing. And this message is growing. And America is latching on to this. Really, people throughout the world, but specifically Americans. So we have the products in stock. The things that you buy the most, we have in stock. And if for some reason we don't, it's, you know, we just got slammed and we'll get it right back. We've made that commitment to you. So know that and know how important that is. So we deserve your business. So thank you so much for your purchases, your donations. They mean a lot. And your prayers, of course. So buy from the good guys at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, thepowermall.com. If you've never purchased from us, welcome. And why not? So we're going to give you another incentive, first 10, FIRST10 at checkout, online, or when you call Jay. We really think we have some things that you need to consider. So there you go. There's our pitch for the hour. Our next guest is, you know, I'm not going to make his head swell, but, you know, he's my favorite. He's my favorite guest that we have. Talking to him, he's brilliant. He's informed on a lot of subjects. He has a unique perspective on a lot of subjects. He stays up to date on things. His website, jmccsci.com, is chock full of information. I mean, if you're ready to learn something, you go to that website. If there's something electronic or technology-wise, start there. That's a great place to start. Really, any topic is a great place. James McCanney, we love you. Thanks for joining us today. Welcome back to the Power Hour.
Daniel, good day.
Yes, it is a good day, even though it's 9/11. I think the first 30 minutes, I got a little excited about how lies are used, how September 11th lie has been used. But in that same lie, it's also an Achilles heel for whoever's using it to manipulate us, because it's such a lie, and now that lie is being exposed, and now people don't trust news. They don't trust the government. Today is September 11th. I wanted to just throw it out there, not direct you anywhere. Obviously, it's 18 years since the planes or whatever happened back then. What does 9/11 mean to you today? What is significant about this moment?
Well, there's no justice. There's no accountability in the government at all. There's never been an investigation. Can you imagine that? It was Osama bin Laden did it, and they went running off to war and created wars. Now we know who did it, why they did it, and there's never been any accountability. Independent researchers have brought us to the state of knowledge on 9/11, not the government, not the Department of Justice, not the FBI, not the stupid CIA that isn't even the CIA is the one that did it. You know, I mean, we know all of this now, and getting accountability is the issue. There are people bickering over whether it could have been this or that kind of method that brought the buildings down. We know that airplanes did not bring those buildings down. There's not a single nut or bolt evidence that there was there were airplanes involved at all. There's not a single airplane part from the four different locations where there were alleged airplane things. There's not a single airplane part that's ever been discovered. So,
you know, I mean, you know, I asked you, you know, what does it mean to you? You came up with a different, I asked the same thing of my uncle. I even asked Todd before the show. Everybody has said something different. And that, I think that's fascinating. And to get to what you said, no accountability. So the question then becomes, will we ever have accountability on this issue? Can we ever hold these people accountable?
Well, the thing is, the citizens have to step forward right now because the government isn't doing it. I thought that Trump was going to do it. You know, presidents have made promises when they came into office. Bill Clinton was going to take on the insurance industry. that's absolutely corrupt and never did. Trump silently said, actually, before he was president, wanted to get to the bottom of it. I mean, the thing I thought is that this could be done at the local level. Why has no local district attorney or city attorney from New York or someplace else that's had people affected by this brought up lawsuits and started to investigate, do discovery, and start opening up the can of worms here? Nobody has done anything, which is just bizarre. I mean, if you jaywalk, you get arrested.
All right, let me stop you there. Why haven't they? Why is it that controlled? Are we living in that much of a box?
Yes, we are that controlled. And, we've got a new Department of Justice here. Look at how corrupt the FBI is. It just stinks. The CIA is the police force of the World Bank. It has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with the United States. We know that George Bush Sr. was very involved in the Kennedy assassination. Nothing has ever been done. George Bush Sr. was involved in 9/11. So was George Bush Jr. Drag their lousy behinds into court and start raking them over the coals. You know, this is absurd. Why are these people protected? We know the Clintons were involved. The list goes on and on. On my show this week, I'm going to go through a laundry list of probably about 100 things where the United States, since the Kennedy assassination, has just been hoodwinked. And I mean, it's Oklahoma City, Waco, Texas, the whole issue with Uranium One and them taking over the ranches up in Oregon and the ones down in Nevada. And on and on and on. I mean, the burning of people off their land in Saskatchewan and Alberta. We can just go on and on with the absolute corruption, ambushing Lavoie Finnegan up in the
Oregon
lonely road in the middle of the winter time, with UN troops under Obama. I mean, the list is, you know. The cabal of the Clinton Bush cabal and Obama was just part of that, and then it was going to extend into Hillary. No, this is the election corruption that's gone on in this country, the news media, good grief, that just reeks of corruption at the highest level. This isn't just little petty ante stuff. This is stealing trillions of dollars, killing people, doing whatever it takes to start wars, the collusion with the Mossad in 9/11, getting back to 9/11. This we all know. I mean, there's no question about what happened.
Let me ask. Go ahead, James. Finish. Go ahead.
They had people in hand during 9/11 that were Mossad agents. Remember the cheering Israelis that they let go? Were housed in a communication van, people on rooftops nearby filming and watching and cheering as the buildings came down. Peter Jennings, who's now dead, but the news media covering it and had all of this pre-canned advertising, America attacked, America responds, America goes to war. That was all canned, pre-canned, news media coverage that was done long before 9/11 ever happened. That was all ready to go.
At the beginning of the show, we obviously talked about some news stories. 9/11 was heavily involved in it, obviously. There's two components for me, two major. Obviously, there's many facets, but two extremely huge parts to 9/11. One is what really happened? Did the buildings fall down? The kind of mechanics of it, are they lying? Or not? Two, than the ideological, what came of it, what was it used for, what was believing in that story, what came of it, Patriot Act, kind of the macro level, everything that you just said there. I want to go back to us, to what you said near the beginning of our interview today. You talked about independent research. You talked about the truth is not coming from CIA or the government or the Department of Justice. There's a major story out of all places in this country, the University of Alaska. The University of Alaska at Fairbanks has a study where they definitively have proven that Building 7, which was next to the two towers, did not fall because of fire. That the official story is ludicrous. Why do we have to rely on some fringe university on the edge of our country to come up with it? This is absurd. Why? I mean, my hat's off to them, but my gosh, why? Where's MIT on this?
Well, yeah. The other thing is, we knew that the same day that Silverstein made the. I mean, he was on tape as recording. To pull Building 7.
Yes.
And then it went down. I mean, and he got, what? How many billions of dollars for
insurance.
Each one of the towers that he had insured, like the week before? I mean, no, this is the way things work here. Good grief. I mean, you couldn't do that. If you went out and wrecked your car on purpose, you were tired of making the car payments. You know, you go out and you wreck your car and get collected on it, you would be arrested and put in jail. Now, they did this for billions of dollars on two basically public buildings that changed hands the month before. You know, for example, the Fukushima so-called tsunami, that was not a tsunami that caused Fukushima. That was, again, a Mossad inside job. They blew those things up, those reactors. Because Japan was selling raw fuel to Iran. I mean, that's what that was all about. I mean, I'm just going through some of the things that have happened in the last, you know, weather manipulation. We just had an event, the weather manipulation of Hurricane Dorian to wipe out the Bahamas, as they did in Vanuatu, the Chinese. And what does this have to do with the U.S.? It's the U.S. that has the satellites, the weather control satellites, laser satellites that are controlling that storm. It's to clear out the population. So right now, the population of the Bahamas is leaving, just like they did out of Puerto Rico. But the Chinese they want to take over the Bahamas. Very clear. And they have the deep state military in the U.S. working with them. You know, forget about Russia.
I often, you know, we've had you on so much, and I take for granted, we're getting a lot of new listeners being on rants, what have you, and I take for granted that our audience understands who you are, has a sense of who you are, and I don't give you a full, proper introduction a lot of times. Ladies and gentlemen, when you hear these things, especially if you're a new listener, you may be thinking, what in the world is he talking about? Let me tell you a little bit about James McCanney. He's a tier one scientist. If you don't know what that is, believe me, it's important. He taught at Cornell on two different disciplines. He got limited because of his opinion and his ability to speak out. He's one of the first, if not the first, I don't know, to identify the universe as an electrical universe and these different theories and blow apart people's perception of the universe. We're not talking about your science teacher down at the middle school that is telling you all these things and understanding this. He has worked with and for NASA on different parts. He's worked with and for different countries on different projects. This man knows from which he speaks. And what you are saying, as I'm just sitting here listening to you, and I'm imagining if somebody for the first time had turned you on and said, and you just started talking, saying these things, what they would think. And go ahead.
Yeah, James. If this is the first time somebody's hearing any of this, then they've been living in a bubble, a severe bubble in grandma's basement.
Well, it's called the United States of America, James. I mean, don't give us too much credit here.
Yeah, Yeah, exactly. So anyway, this is, and by the way, when I say something, it's because I have seen it. I've been there myself. It's not because I saw it on the internet or read somebody's blog. It's because I talk about things from experience.
Let me ask this question then, and this may be hard to, this is not a scientific question per se, but I think it's important and maybe the most important part of this. Do you think the world, America specifically, maybe, it's obvious that, you know, the majority of Americans don't believe the official story about JFK. They don't believe that Harvey Oswald was a lone gunman. Up to 90% surveys are saying. I don't know what the percentage is about 9/11 or what have you. Do you think that America's perception of 9/11 is changing rapidly? And then do you think that's what's causing this idea about fake news and our lack of trust in government or lack of trust of corporate media? Just overarching, what's your feeling about that sentiment about America's understanding of these things?
Well, right now, let's go back in time to right after 9/11. I would say they had a 99.9% belief.
Sure.
And then it started eroding.
I did.
To the point, yeah. I knew right away that this was a hoax. You know, everything, the way it rolled out. And I went back with some of my work associates and sat there and watched the propaganda roll out, just like wave after America under siege, America attacked. America responds, you know, and just glossy, you know.
Hollywood level production.
Oh, absolutely. You know, just like the NASA went to the moon thing here for the 50th anniversary. High levels of production, animation, bringing stuff out, making stuff up, pretending they had 50-year-old video. High definition, 4K quality. I mean, just absurd. And the amount of production time and the way it was rolled out. Let's look at the hurricane, Dorian coming in. Now looking in retrospect, remember the Trump said to something about nuking hurricanes and how they blew that up on the internet, on the national press.
Mm-hmm.
That was a plant that was there on purpose because they knew Dorian was going to be following that. And so they had this fight with the president who never in history has been involved in some kind of fight with NOAA, the National Weather Service, over hurricane predictions. But they had Trump totally embroiled in this thing, trying to make him look like a nutcase, like he was going to somehow nuke a hurricane. But that story broke 2 days before Dorian became a Cat 5 hurricane. Isn't that convenient? You can look back and look at the creation. People are sitting in offices in secure locations creating news and creating news stories to fit in with other things that are going on. This is insane. I mean, the amount of manipulation going on is staggering. The amount of effort, the amount of coordination, and the news media is grabbing this. We have the most corrupt news media, and science news is horrific. I mean, you look at Scientific America and Astronomy Magazine, Sky and Telescope, all these magazines, you know, weather.com, space.com, The news reporting and science is equally horrifically bad and controlled and contrived.
Let me ask specifically about the hurricane. Just to be clear again, new people who are listening, you've talked about this before. America has a technology, whether it's military, you clarify that. Is it the military, the deep state, whatever? They have the technology to steer, to manipulate, to squelch hurricanes. Yes. Yes or no?
Yeah, this is what I did in the mid-1990s. I worked with Russian scientists at the University of Novosibirsk to develop the techniques. And the whole reason was to steer hurricanes away from land, away from harm's way, so that we could move them away from, and if they did get near shorelines, and there were two methods. One was to use a local method in shallow water that would make them dump their water, which is the biggest part of a hurricane, is the momentum in the air when it is laden with water. So we had a way of getting the hurricane to dump the water load before it made landfall. And the second one was with laser satellites to manipulate the hurricane and drag it off into open seas where it would just dissipate eventually. I worked with them. They used my theoretical work because hurricanes are created with electrical discharges with the ionosphere. This warm water baloney is ridiculous. There's no way for warm water to create or fuel a hurricane. Yet on the news media, they keep pounding on this. I saw a video where it was created, and then you got some yo-yo like Dane Wigington coming out and saying it's a radio tower in Florida that's pushing on this hurricane. You have disinformation coming at you from all directions. In every subject in science, there's the official government version of government science, government-supported science, and then you get the wacko off-the-wall contrary people, and they are supported by the same groups, and so they create false, fake science, and then those two groups argue it out, and neither story is correct.
There's the music, and also, you know, something else you're hearing. Well, this is global warming because of the warm water, and that's causing all this. Is that global warming?
Right.
It's because you got cows in your backyard. Stay tuned. More with James McCanney. We're going to talk about China. This is very important, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side. So good to have you here. JMCCSCI.com and thepowerhour.com. We'll be right back.
As you all know,
James, that was
allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from ThePowerMall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at ThePowerMall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at ThePowerMall.com. That's ThePowerMall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostrow of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying